Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Tens of thousands of people in West Africa are expected to begin receiving experimental Ebola vaccines from January, but mass immunization is still far off. That, according to the World Health Organization, clinical trials of the GlaxoSmithKline and NewLink Genetics vaccines are underway, with 500 volunteers due to take part in countries including the United States, Britain, Germany, Switzerland, Mali, Gabon, and Kenya. Tests will generate data on safety and protection in December before the vaccines can be rolled out early next year to groups including health workers. Marie-Paul Kinney is WHO Assistant Director General for Health Systems and Innovation.
These trials will incorporate the largest number of volunteers and will be very important in terms of determining both the safety and the immunogenicity. And these data are absolutely crucial to allow decision-making on what dose level should go in the efficacy testing in Africa.
Kinney said the trials will start in the coming 2 weeks.
And we expect both for the chimp adenovirus as well as from the VSV vaccine to have initial results. Of course, these trials will continue for 6 months to a year, but to have initial results about safety and immunogenicity, to have a choice of a dose level by the end of this year, so in December. That's clearly the plan.
The Ebola outbreak, which began in March, has killed 4,546 so far out of 9,191 known cases in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Britain's major international development secretary arrived in Sierra Leone on Tuesday, saying the international community has done enough, not enough, she says, to stop the spread of Ebola. Justine Greening is visiting the country with about 100 soldiers from the Royal Army Medical Corps as part of the UK's response to the outbreak. On Tuesday, Greening observed the training of healthcare workers at a center in Kerrytown.
One of the worst aspects of what's happened here in Sierra Leone is a breakdown of the healthcare systems. We've seen healthcare workers really on the front line and also being many of the people who've lost their lives. This training is key. We're seeing some of it happening behind us to make sure we can get the healthcare system back up and running so we can treat people, and so healthcare workers who are really on the front line of this and doing the most dangerous jobs are far less at risk, and hopefully with this sort of training should be able to save lives without putting their own at risk.
UK is giving the equivalent of $202 million worth of aid to Sierra Leone to help the country tackle the Ebola crisis. They will pay for 700 treatment beds, vital supplies such as chlorine and protective clothing, and the training of hundreds of health workers. 750 military personnel are being deployed to assist the UK's mission. Greening said there has been slow to understand how critical the spread of Ebola was.